Yeah, just relax. It's okay. Come on, take a little trip for an hour. Before the questions start. Feel peace. You deserve to have at least an hour that you feel totally safe. It doesn't really matter what's even said here tonight. The real miracle is us being together. The real miracle is us being together. And us being together, that's the miracle that's going to solve all our individual problems, us being together. Another name for God is us being together. Pray to us being together. Ask for the love of us being together. Place your future in the hands of us being together. That's God, us being together. And I really hope that love just penetrates your entire life and pervades every aspect of your life forever in a never-ending, ever-expanding wave of happiness that never ceases. That's what I'd like to see happen to you. I see your abundance expanding and pulsating and growing and moving and forming and bringing you peace and abundance to everyone you know. I see you not having any lack in your consciousness whatsoever and no fear of anything that exists. That's what I see for you. If you are afraid of words of love, then this is going to be the most terrifying experience you've ever had. You only deserve to be loved. Let's turn the lights up a little bit. Last week we left off on page 246 for those of you who had the text. And we left off at paragraph 5. Now we know the only rules of the Course in Miracles. The only rule is that you don't have to believe it. Everybody got it? Mm-hmm. Okay. You don't have to believe it. You do not have to believe it. You do not have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to believe it. Now, when the Course talks about the ego, it's talking about the part of us that's afraid. The part of us that has fearful thinking. The Course calls that the ego. So when it says the ego, it's just talking about a mind that has a lot of fear in it. So, the Course says that if a mind is full of fear, then now doesn't have any meaning to it. So that means that if you are afraid, then the only thing you use the present for is to remind you of things that you that hurt you in the past. If you are a fearful mind, all you do is use time to remind you of the things that hurt you in the past. If you're an ego, you spend all day long thinking about what happened to you in the past. The part of you that is afraid cannot tolerate release from the past. The part of you that's afraid does not want to be released from the past. And although the past is over, there's a part of you that's trying to preserve its image. Even though your past is gone, there's still a part of you that keeps trying to preserve it. Even though your past is gone, there's still a part of you that tries to preserve it. And it tries to preserve it by responding to your past as if it was happening right now. By responding to your past as if it's happening right now, you are preserving your past and forbidding yourself to let your past go. By reacting to your past as if it were happening right now, you are preserving your past and refusing to let it go. If you use right now to remind you of everything that somebody or something did to you in the past, what you're doing is preserving your past right now and refusing to let your past go. And so you relive it again in a brand new form. Ooh, this is even deeper. It says, when you look at everything in terms of your past, it dictates your reactions to those you meet in the present from a past reference point. So every time you look at somebody, you're making all your references about them from what you experienced in your past. And since you're looking at people in terms of what you experienced in your past, that's hiding their present reality from you. So you don't see who anybody is right now because you're busy looking at them in terms of all the other people you've ever met in your past. So we're not seeing anybody as they are right now. All we're doing is seeing everybody in terms of all the experiences we've had with other people in the past. So none of us really know each other, know anything about what each other look like. All we're doing is sitting up here projecting our past experiences on each other and then dealing with each other as if our projections are true. So that we think we know what's going on because it's too scary to admit we don't have the slightest freaking idea what's going on. And nothing is scarier to a person who's afraid to realize the truth than to realize they don't know anything. So if you look at me and all you think about is every black man you ever met in the past, you're hiding who I am right now. You see what I'm saying? Well, it's okay for you to keep your memory. You can project your past. It's okay. I don't mind you projecting your past into some loving thoughts. I just don't want the crap projected on me. That's what I don't want. You can project the cool stuff. Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm ready for. I've got the projection of the uncool stuff. Now I'm ready to see people. I'm used to people projecting on me something about me that's not true. Now I'm going to get a chance to experience people projecting on me in terms of what is true. And that's a cool kind of projection. You know what I'm saying? It is true that you're totally loving. So wouldn't it be great to be in a world where a person looked at you instead of saying, God, boy, I don't like the way she acts. That person looked at you and went, oh my God, I really want to shoot you out some incredible love. I just want to project love on you the way I used to project judgment on you. The way I used to talk about you, now I'm praising you. See, it's going to be those kind of people in your life. It's going to be, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be those kind of people in your life. And when those kind of people show up in your life, everything in you that don't think you deserve it or can't stand it or scared of it comes up and freaks you out. You know, and that's what trips people out when love first shows up. It scares the hell out of them because it brings up everything unlike itself so that the only thing that's left is love. So some people are in the middle of that purging process and they don't realize that they're being released from all their fear. Right now, you're just being released from all your fear, and as it passes through you, it kind of reminds you the old way when it just used to be felt being repressed. And now you're feeling it and it's moving through you to lead you. Because you're finally letting love into your life. You're finally treating yourself right. So the last residue of anything about you that don't treat yourself right is coming up for you to take a look at it.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, that's what's going on. There's so much love in your life right now, you're willing to look at your shadow side. There's so much love in your life right now, for the first time, you can look at the things that you used to limit yourself, not be afraid of them, and watch them be dispelled because you're not afraid to look at them. Because the minute you're not afraid to look at them, they disappear. And see, we get to the point that we're not afraid to look at our fears. So they're going to disappear. That's good news to me.
That's good news.
Anybody else? Does it sound like good news?
Yeah.
Now, don't think you have to believe it or you won't let yourself enjoy it now. Because the only thing to keep a person from enjoying the moment right now is what they're telling themselves to keep themselves from experiencing it right now. So the reason why you're not enjoying right now is something you're telling yourself right now that makes you not enjoy yourself right now. So nobody else is responsible for how you feel right now. That's why they don't ever try to do anything about it. That's why the best part, people don't jump in and go, can that make you happier? I don't see people do that, do you? You know. The ones you realize everybody around you, they're experiencing themselves just the way they want to because they're choosing to think of themselves that way, even though they have alternatives of what they could be thinking, then you know that person just wants to be that way. So you stop getting all emotionally caught up in something that you see somebody wants, because you never try to save somebody from what they want. You save people from what they don't want. And as long as you got a choice and you don't take it, that means you want to stay in the state you're already in, which means that's what you want, and so nothing saves you because you want it. You know?
Mm-hmm. Makes total sense.
Yeah, that's why nothing changes, because you want it. Okay? And the reason why I want it is because I'm bringing my past into the present moment and interpreting my present in past terms, and we keep reliving the past over and over again because we're interpreting our lives in terms of what we learned in the past, right?
Yeah.
So then he says, so if you're looking at me as if I was everybody from your past, then you're going to receive messages from me out of your own past. Because every time you make your past real in the present, you're forbidding yourself to let your past go. Whenever you make your past real in the present, you're forbidding yourself to let your past go. Whenever you make it real in the present, you're not letting yourself let it go. If you keep making it real right now, you are forbidding yourself to let it go. If you keep on making it real right now, that's the same as you are forbidding yourself from letting it go. I am forbidding myself from letting it go. I am forbidding myself from letting it go. How do I know? Because I keep making it real right now.
Wow.
So by you making it real right now, and therefore forbidding yourself to let the problem go, you're denying yourself the message of release that everybody is offering you. I'm offering you release. But since you can't see me because you're so busy seeing the past, then you don't even see everybody has already released you. 99% of everybody you know not messing with you. Fully, at least 99% of the planet Earth is not messing with you, let alone the rest of the galaxy. So we're already very non-interfered with.
Yeah.
Right? But the reason why we don't see it is because I keep telling myself I'm under the same limitations that I always tell myself I'm under from the past. So I don't even see that I'm free right now because I'm too busy running my past before my eyes. So all I see is my past. So I'm forbidding myself to let my past go. So I'm missing all the love that's all around me that I'm not even letting myself see because I'm too busy looking at the way people mistreated me in the past before I became the beautiful person I am today. The beautiful person you are today, that's what's going to create the things that's going to happen to you. So you don't have to worry about the things you've done in the past keeping you from receiving love if you're loving today.
Saying a word.
Nobody's breathing either.
I know.
It's kind of scary when I looked over. I was kind of like seeing if there was an exit somewhere around here. I was some deep looks over on that side over there.
That's but it's good true. News, though.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, now this next where the course gets real spooky. We're going to go into, like, you know, the House on the Haunted course. You ready? Okay.
Ready.
You ready? The shadowy figures from your past are precisely what you must escape. These shadowy figures from your past are not real. That means these shadowy figures from your past have no hold over you. Your past has no hold over you. Your past has no hold over you unless, I know it's a catch, your past doesn't have any hold on you unless you bring it with you.
Uh-oh.
It doesn't have any hold on you unless you bring it with you, another universal law. It doesn't have any kind of a hold on you unless you bring it with you. Your thoughts of lack would have no hold over you unless you brought your thoughts of lack with you. It can't have a hold over you unless you bring it with you. Your past could not still be controlling you unless you bring it with you. And we're not talking about the loving stuff out of the past. You should keep the loving stuff out of the past. We're talking about the stuff in the past that we use to make ourselves unhappy. Okay, we clear on that? We just talking about the unhappy stuff. Okay. So the unhappy stuff could have no hold over you unless you bring it with you. Now, this is the problem. When you think about the hurt that you went through in the past, that's the shadow figures. The Course says they carry the spots of pain in your mind. So you have some pain in your mind from the past that is directing you to attack right now. There is some pain that you're carrying from bringing your past into the present, creates spots of pain in your mind. Bringing the unhappy stuff into the present is like carrying spots of pain in your mind. And a spot of pain, a pain spot, directs you to get that sucker. Mm-hmm. See, what does a spot of pain say? Get that sucker. Right now, in retaliation for what? A past that's not even happening anymore. And every time you attack for something that happened in the past, you're making a decision to go through pain in the future. Every time you attack in the present in retaliation for the past, this decision is a decision for future pain. So unless you learn that past pain is pain that's gone, unless you learn that past pain is an illusion, that past pain is actually pain that is over, unless you understand pain that is past is over, you are choosing a future of pains, of illusions. So what is a pain? A pain is a lost opportunity to find your release right now. Whenever you feel pain, you're feeling a lost opportunity to find your happiness right now. So when you're feeling pain, you should be saying, I'm feeling a lost opportunity to find happiness right now. I'm feeling a lost opportunity to really be released right now. I'm so mad. This is a lost opportunity to receive peace right now. So the Course says that right there, y'all see it right there, they carry the spots of pain in your mind, and pain in your mind directs you to attack in the present in retaliation for a past that is no more. And if you keep attacking in the present because of something that happened in the past, this decision is one of future pain. Unless you learn that past pain is an illusion, you are choosing a future of illusions and losing the many opportunities you could find for release in the present. In other words, the part of you that is afraid would preserve your nightmares. There's a part of you that is trying to prevent you from awakening. There is a part of my mind that's trying to keep me from waking up. There's a part of my mind that's trying to keep me from waking up. And how do you wake up? The way that you wake up is to understand that everything that makes you afraid is over. I mean, would you recognize a holy encounter if you were merely perceiving it as a meeting with your own past? when you look at everybody in terms of your own past, you're not meeting anyone. And so the sharing of salvation, the sharing of love, which makes the encounter holy, would be excluded from your sight. The Holy Spirit, which is your sane mind, and you do have one, Penelope. The Holy Spirit, which is your right mind, your God mind, your higher mind, teaches you that you always meet yourself, and the encounter is holy because you are. The part of you that can't stand you teaches you that you always encounter your past. All you're doing is experiencing your past. The same thing has happened to me again. And the reason why you're experiencing this painful past is because your dreams were not holy. Your dreams were not innocent. And since your dreams weren't innocent and what you've done in the past wasn't innocent, your future can't be innocent. And since your future can't be innocent and your past wasn't innocent, your present doesn't mean anything. So right now, your life doesn't mean anything because you don't think your past is innocent and you don't think your future is innocent, so you feel like your life has no meaning right now. Now, it's evident that the sane man's way of looking at things is just the opposite of the insane man's way of looking at things. The reason is equally clear that the part of you that's afraid and the part of you that loves you looks at time, and the goal of time is diametrically opposite. The part of me that loves me is going to use time for a purpose that the part of me that doesn't love me is not going to use time for. So there's a part of you that loves you that's using time, and there's a part of you that can't stand you that's using time. It likes to make you afraid, likes to keep you weary, right? So he says, your right mind, the Holy Spirit, interprets time's purpose as rendering the need for time unnecessary. So your sane mind is constantly trying to get rid of time. In other words, your sane mind is always trying to get rid of anything that keeps you from having what you want right now. Your sane mind is always trying to get rid of anything that keeps you from being happy right now. So really, your sane mind is trying to get rid of time, because time is the whole notion that you can't have it right now. The minute you say, I gotta have it in 6 months, you're saying, I can't have it right now. The reason why we don't have what we want is because we are obsessed with time. So we've made up our mind that something can't come to us until a certain length of time. So even though we can have it right now, we won't even let it come. Because I've already decided it's not going to happen until 6 months from now. Anybody relate? Is that deep?
Or till I'm thin.
Yeah. We got all these conditions before we allow ourselves to receive, because we're remembering something from the past that makes us think we don't deserve to be happy right now. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Okay, I don't know where I got a crack medical team out front. Y'all fought out y'all's chance of not breathing for 40 minutes, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you could just be getting a real good nap. The Course in Miracles, if you ever have a problem with insomnia, read The Course in Miracles. I guarantee you, by the time you get through 2 paragraphs, you'll be drooling all over the page. So if you ever can't sleep, just get your course book out. You will go to sleep. You just try it. I've told people that for years. They know it's the truth. Course in Miracles is not messing around. It's the only book in the world you can read 2 paragraphs. You can be like, zippity-doo-da, zippity-day. I said it. One sentence, out. That's what kind of got my suspicions about that book, because I had never reacted to a book like that before. That was a hint. Something in me did not want me to become aware of what was on that page. And when we come together like this, you notice how easy it is to become aware of what's on the page?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I love it. When we study the course together, but we actually let it come through. I mean, you know, I've been obsessed with this for 25 years of my life, so it gives me a great pleasure to just let it come through me. Because I can feel the love that comes through me, and I can feel it go out to you, whether you feel it or not.
Oh, yeah.
I like the way love feel when it goes through my body. Mm-hmm. That's the reward right there. Who cares what anybody else give it back to me? I got it just by giving it. It has to come through me in order to have an effect on me. So there's no way I can give anything and not receive the benefits of it immediately, whether anybody else gives it back to me or not. I can give it to myself. You know what I'm saying? And it's amazing, the minute you give it to yourself, everybody want to give it to you. They'll be like all over you to give it to you. Why? Because you don't need it. You know how it is? People run when they think you need them, right? And then when you don't need them, that's when they're there, right? See, that's what I'm trying to say. As soon as you see yourself as without need, you won't have any. The Course says the only need that we should even the least bit concerned with is our separation from love. The separation from God. I love it. But don't let me stop. Let my mind. Here, let's go. Y'all ready? Say go, Earl.
Yeah, go, Earl. All right.
That's what I'm talking about. The Kobiana. Okay, here we go.
Do you need more light? Or
no? I could always use more light.
Yeah.
No, I'm cool. Yeah, it just takes me a minute. Well, see, it's an instrument, and I had to, get my hands back on the instrument.
Really lost his light.
Yeah. Hey. Bouncers, would you please remove this lady right here? Take her right on out here. We're not supposed to be happy yet.
No. Okay.
Don't be happy too soon. Think of all that, stuff. Okay, here we go. So the Course says, your sane mind, your right mind, the Holy Spirit regards the function of time as temporary. In other words, the only function of time is to serve your higher self's teaching function. Your higher self is using time to teach you temporarily. So, your higher self is only going to emphasize the only aspect of time that can extend to the infinite. I want to get in touch with the only aspect of time that can extend to God. I want to get in touch with the only aspect of time that extends to love. I want to be in that part of time that love is in. You know how you look back through your life and you said, during that time, I really felt like I was really loved. I want to be back in that time that love is in. And the Course says the closest proximity to getting back to that time where love exists is now. It's the reality of now. I love it. The Course says, this is the closest approximation of eternity that this world offers is right now. This is the closest you get to eternity in the world is right now. If you'll notice, as long as you've been here, you've always had a right now. Okay, the Course says, you need to kind of get in touch with that. Have you noticed there's always been a right now? Well, right now is the closest you get to eternity. It's a state that it always is a right now. So that is the closest you get to knowing what eternity is like, is knowing you've always had a now. Your body may have changed, but you still always had a right now. It's like, here's another one. Mm-hmm. So I can either use this right now to remember the time that my daddy stepped on took my little chicken that I got for Easter and wrung his neck and killed him and cooked him. Or I could remember the fact that right now that my daddy and the chicken gone. And be happy right now. And so that's why I tell people about my past, because without their help, I would forget it. So I got to make sure everybody around me can remind me of the stuff that happened to me a long time ago.
God, that's so true.
Of Course in Miracles, I love it. It is too deep. It is too deep, man. Okay. Okay, let me go. Y'all want to ask a question or something?
What's
eternity? Now, the closest approximation of now. Now, this is it.
Now is eternity.
There's always a now. When you drop your body, you're going to be shocked to find there's still a now. You just don't have that body, but you still now. But don't worry about it. The next body you have, it will come from the consciousness that you have when you leave here.
Yeah. For sure.
For some people, that's not a very thrilling thought. I was counting on heaven. Certainly not another version of my own mind to deal with. Oh, that sounds like hell. That's exactly right. And that's where you are right now. We're the Hell Welcoming Committee. And we know that you have no idea you have arrived, and you're fearful of going there, but we just would like you to know you're already there. You're in a place where you're scared of each other and wondering how you, whether you're going to make it or how long you're going to live or who's going to get you or what's going to happen. Is the West Nile virus going to come around and get your butt this year? You know, that's hell. You're running across the street scared a truck don't run over you. That's hell. You know what I'm saying? It's having to be stripped naked as you go through the airport. That's hell. Unless you're kind of like, you know, an exhibitionist. In that case, you're in heaven. Well, that's why I'm not talking about it. Because, see, that's already been done.
Okay.
I'm just talking about the pods that's left that we're using to make ourselves unhappy. Absolutely. You see what I'm saying? That's why I said earlier that I'm not talking about letting go of the positive lesson. Because the positive lesson is actually going to be a loving lesson. And if it's a loving lesson, then love is always now. Love is always present. You see what I'm saying? But what the Course is trying to do is support us in looking at the shadow side, taking a look at the shadow. You know what I'm saying? What is it from my past that I don't like and that I feel guilty and angry and upset about that I'm using to keep me from having the release that everybody could be offering me right now, but I'm so afraid to let the love in because I'm so busy dealing with everybody as if they are my past. So I'm always talking to people as if they are my past, and then they talk back to me from my past because I'm only listening to them in terms of my past, and so I'm having a conversation with nobody. And then we say we have communication issues. Yes! You're absolutely right. You know, it's like your worst fear is true. You are wrong. What was my worst fear? That I might not be right. What's that?
Here's what I was thinking.
Because
I heard that before. I really heard it. But so if we realize that we're going to take all these thoughts with us to the next dimension, you ought to sell 2,000 copies of those in 1 week, doing the lessons to clear the thoughts.
Well, that's why the Course says the idea of eternal life is not a big turn-on for us, because who wants to live forever owing MasterCard?
Yeah.
You know, our idea of life, he says, so far below what real enjoyment is, that we don't even love our lives enough to want them to last forever.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even love ourselves enough to even want the idea of us living forever. We should be the main ones as happy as that thought, even if we don't know how to do it. What we got to lose? If we wrong, we'll just die. But we're going to die anyway. So why not die doing what you love?
Yeah.
Or live doing what you love. That's what's so cool. This class is for the people who want to have love, experience happiness and joy and peace. No joke, right?
Right.
Are we on the same accord?
Yes.
Does everybody here want to have peace in their lives?
Yes.
Can we agree on that much? Okay, good. That's a miracle right there. That a group of people all agree on the same thing, that's a miracle. We have them all around us. All right, now, oh, this is cool, y'all. It says, for only now is here. That's deep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, only now is here. And only now presents the opportunities for the healing encounters in which your happiness can be found. I'll say it again. There's only right now that's presenting you with the opportunity for you to have the kind of encounters that you find your happiness in. I'll say it again, Earl. Did you hear it? Okay. It's only right now that's presenting you the opportunities to have the relationships that you could be happy in. It's only right now that's presenting you with the opportunities to have healing relationships that you could be happy in. It's only right now that you can have the opportunity to actually have and meet the healing relationships that you would experience happiness in. If you're going to meet somebody and experience the happiness with them, just right now, y'all, right now, I don't care what happened in our past before tonight, right now is the only time that we can take advantage of any opportunities to get out of the situation that we think we're in. Right now is the only time that presents us with the opportunity to have the relationships that we can find happiness in. Right now. I'm looking at you sitting here right now. We got the opportunity right now to treat each other right now. I don't need to treat you right tomorrow. I won't even be seeing you. I need to treat you right now.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why we sitting up here in peace, because we're giving each other peace right now. Giving and receiving is the same. We received the peace in the exact same moment we gave it. That's why we're sitting up here right now.
The wonderful
day. Plenty of sunshine coming my way.
It feels great to be spontaneous. I was planning on being spontaneous all day. It works. Okay. I was trying. I was spontaneously planning to be spontaneous. Oh, thank God. God can use every second, every little second, for my peace. Now, the course just told us the way your sane mind operates. Your sane mind is trying to get rid of anything that keeps you from having what you want right now. Your sane mind focuses on right now because your sane mind knows that it's only right now that you can do anything that will actually bring you the happiness that you want. Now, he now is going to describe how insane mind operates. Okay, in other words, our regular selves. The regular self, on the other hand, regards the function of time as a function of extending itself in place of eternity. But like the Holy Spirit, the mind that's afraid and thinks it's on its own, the regular mind interprets the goal of time as its own. In other words, the fearful part of the mind is constantly trying to keep your past and your future continuing under its direction. There's a part of your mind that the only purpose of that part of your mind is to use time to keep you going further and further in these circles of fear. There's a part of your mind that tries to use fear to close over the present so that no gap in the fear's own continuity can occur. There's a part of the mind that tries to keep itself constantly afraid. And there's a part of the mind that only wants to use time for the purpose of keeping you afraid. There's a thought in your mind that likes to use time to keep you afraid. There's another part of your mind that uses time to get rid of anything that blocks your happiness. There's a part of your mind that uses time to get rid of anything that blocks your happiness. And there's another part of your mind that uses time to keep you afraid all the time. Everybody clear on that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. For like the Holy Spirit, your ego interprets the goal of time as its own. The continuity of past and future under its direction is the only purpose the ego perceives in time, and it closes over the present. Your fear closes over the present so that no gap in its own continuity can occur. The continuity of your fear, continuing your fear, keeping yourself afraid, would keep you in time.
Say that again.
Keeping yourself afraid keeps you in time. While your sane mind, your loving mind, the Holy Spirit would release you from time. So it is your sane mind's interpretation of the means of salvation that you must learn to accept. It is the interpretations of the part of you that loves you that you must learn to accept if you want to share its goal of salvation, which is happiness for you. Hey, guess what, y'all? We have got to side with the part of us that really wants us to be happy. We got to stop fighting that part of us that really wants to get us completely out of fear and worry and lack of any kind. We need to stop fighting the part of us that's trying to free us. Notice I said the part of you. I didn't say the part of me. I didn't direct anybody in the room outside of themselves. That's how you know you can trust me. I'm not directing you outside of yourself. So there's a part of you that really wants to remove everything that keeps you from being happy right now, but you have to side with that part of your mind. I like that. He says, you too will interpret the function of time as you interpret your function. So if you accept your function in the world of time as a function of healing, okay, if you say that the only function I have in this world is the function of healing, which is the function of undoing fear, my only function is to undo fear. He says, if you would accept your function in the world of time as one of healing, undoing fear, you will emphasize only the aspect of time in which healing can occur. Healing can't happen in the past. Healing has to be accomplished right now to release the future. So every time you say the word healing, you're always talking about something that has to occur right now. So if I want healing, I ask for what must occur in my life right now. I ask for what must occur in my life right now for healing to be accomplished. I ask for whatever must occur in my life for healing to be accomplished, to be done right now. Healing can only happen right now. If you want to be healed, if you want to be happy, if you want to let go of everything that makes you miserable, you can only do it right now. He says, this interpretation ties the future to the present and extends the present rather than the past. So, alright, here we go. When you say that you are a healer and that your function is to heal, that interpretation ties your future to your present in healing and extends this present healing rather than the past. If I am healing and loving right now, then it's the loving and the healing that I'm doing right now that's going to extend into my next present moment. It's the love you're living in this moment that extends itself to the next moment, and then you have peace in that moment. And the peace you give yourself in that moment extends itself to the next moment, and then you have peace in that moment. And then the peace you have in that moment extends itself into the next moment, and then you have peace in that moment. And so that constantly ties your present and your future in peace, because he says you're no longer trying to extend your past anymore. You're no longer using time just to remember your past. Now you're using time to remember your peace. I used to use time to remember my past. Now I'm using time to remember my peace, to want peace, to desire peace, to not accept anything in my life but peace. Where I used to spend all my time thinking about the past hurts and defending myself against something or someone doing it to me in the future. See the two uses of time? You're either using time to remind you of things that's hurt you, that you got to be careful about and you all defend it, or you're using time to get rid of time. And you're using time to get rid of any block that keeps you from having what you really want right now. And you feel so complete in the now because you're not looking at everybody in terms of the past, that that peace extends itself to the next moment, and your next moment is just as cool up cooler than that one was. Because each moment you have peace, it convinces you more that it's possible for you to have peace. So your peace increases because you believe in it more, and you believe in it more because you're seeing it more, and you're seeing it more because you're letting yourself be peaceful more. Da 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 da. Okay. Now this is a good one. And of course, always kind of like it either takes you and drags you through the mud, and then at the end tell you that you didn't do anything. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about, right? You look at it, it just drags you all through your shattered thoughts. Oh, that's true. I did. Oh, that's right. I'm just so pitiful. I'm so guilty. Oh. But you're totally innocent. You didn't do anything. Love how it does that. It's like dragging me through the water, cleaning me. But you didn't really do anything. Okay? So. Now, okay, oh, this is so cold-blooded. He says, if you interpret your function as destruction, if you're the kind of person that you just see yourself as always screwing up, if you're the kind of person that always sees yourself as always destroying everything you try to do, it never works out. If you're one of them, he says, then you will lose sight of the present.
Huh.
If you're busy looking at what's wrong with you, you're certainly not looking at right now. And he says, that's how you hold on to the past so that you can ensure yourself a destructive future. So if you want to ensure yourself a destructive future, all you have to do is see yourself as destructive. Then you're going to lose sight of how cool you are right now, and you're going to hold on to your past when you thought you was destructive, to ensure a destructive future. And time will be as you interpreted time, because really, of itself, time is nothing. So time is going to be whatever you interpret time to be. Time is going to be whatever you interpret time to be. Time is, you're either going to have a good time or you're going to have a bad time. Time is as you interpret it to be. So you having whatever kind of time you want to have. That's deep. I feel so free.
Yeah.
Feel so free. Y'all didn't do anything to me. Nobody's done anything to me. Wow. My God. What am I going to do with all this free time? I just lost the meaning of my life. Oh, that's so deep. Oh, my God. Okay. I'm going to stop here, and then I'm going to complete on, you know, what I'm going to complete on. Okay? Right after we do the love offering.
Right on.
And, hey, y'all, thank you for your generosity, and thank you for your support, and thank you for seeing value. Thank you for sharing financially with me. As you well know, I'm trusting. This is the only thing I do in the world. I'm telling you, you have a function that only you can feel. There's nobody else exactly like you in terms of your special function. You have a special function. You are special. You have a special function. I love it. He says, if you say that your function in this world is healing, then you will be automatically focusing on the only aspect of time which healing can occur, which is right now. Because if healing is going to happen, it's got to happen now. So every time I say I want a healing in a situation, I'm asking for something that happens right now that makes me happier, that gives me peace. Could somebody say one thing they wrote down, one sentence that you wrote down?
I didn't write it down, but...
What you got, Phil?
I have something.
Okay, what you got?
The shadowy figures from your past have no hold on you unless you bring them with you.
The shadowy figures from your past have no hold over you unless you bring them with you. Thank you. That's so beautiful. I think I'll cry. That was just my heart. I got sometimes I see myself up there in Colorado saying teach a course for food. But you go think you're gonna be out there teaching course for food. And you ought to never have fearful thoughts. Those thoughts that tell you lies about yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Yeah, I have them, too. I have them, too. Just the only difference now is I just listen to them, but I don't let them direct me.
I got an email today that said, don't ever call area code 840 because it's $2,000 or something like this.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to know, for the first time ever, I replied, please do not send me any more fear-based messages. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate you thinking of me. As God is my witness.
It's nothing I like more than somebody to think of me as soon as there's a possibility of disaster.
Yeah.
It really makes me feel so good that I'm the first one to come to your mind when something can go wrong. I'm just touched. I think I'm crying as I'm running from the tsunami. Because I am like, it's so deep. Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, just kind of let yourself just relax for a minute and just see it and just let the basic review come through. And if there's any sentence that sticks out for you, that's your personal one. Now the part of you that's afraid, it just uses time to remind you of things from your past to upset you. I'm talking about the fearful part of your mind. And it teaches you to look at everybody that comes into your life now as if they were the people that you experienced in the past. And so that keeps you from really seeing who the people are that you're with right now. And since you don't see who you're with right now because you're so busy looking at the past, you miss the love that they're offering you right now because you're too busy looking at the past. Now you got to escape these shadowy figures from your past because they're not real. And so the things that happened to you in the past wouldn't have any hold over you unless you bring it with you right now. It's because you're bringing it with you right now that it still has a hold over you. The parts of your past that you wish that you wish would go away because they don't give you peace, those parts of the past are with you because you bring them with you right now. And so whatever you decide to attack right now because of something that happened in the past, you're trying to create a future of the same kind of experience. So you have to learn that what happened in the past is past. So that you don't lose the many opportunities that you have right now to be totally free and totally happy by continually thinking of your present in terms of what you went through in the past, which keeps you from enjoying your present right now. It's constantly using your present to think about what upset you from your past. It's robbing you of the experience of your present right now. It's always using your present right now to be afraid of the things that might happen to you in the future. You're letting the future rob you of the present happiness you can have right now by being concerned about what's going to happen in the future. So there's another part of your mind that brought you in here tonight, and that part of your mind that loves you is saying, I'm going to use every minute, every second of every day to try to remove every obstacle and every block that is in your life that keeps you from experiencing total bliss. There's a part of your mind that only has one function, and that's to remove any kind of fear or anger or guilt or sadness or lack from your mind. There's a part of your mind that its only mission is to constantly allow you to be aware of how totally and completely loved you are. There's a part of your mind that is doing everything that it possibly can to remove anything from your life that causes you fear, pain, or upset. And that part of you emphasizes the only part of time that can really be used for healing, and the only part of time that can really be used for healing is right now. Right now. Right now. Sitting right here, right now. Where we are, right now. It is right now that offers us the endless opportunities to have the relationships that will help release us from fear. It is right now that offers us the endless opportunities to have relationships that will release us from fear. It is right now. It is right now that gives you the opportunity to make the connections that allow you to have the healing that you want to have. There's a part of your mind that constantly tries to focus you into the right now. So no longer give in to the part of your mind that wants to use time to keep you afraid all the time. No longer continue to support that part of your mind that wants to use time to keep you constantly afraid all the time. Withdraw your support from that part of your mind that's always trying to tell you things to keep you afraid and upset all the time. Let go of your support of that part of your mind that wants to always keep you upset in time, always using the time to keep you upset so that you'll never be aware of the present moment. Begin to recognize that there is a part of your mind that you've allowed to control you to the point that it tries to keep you afraid or upset all the time, and thereby keeping you from experiencing the beauty of the totally powerful now moment that you're living in right now. So, as you go out of here tonight, remind yourself that my only function in the world is healing. 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 Undoing fear, letting my fear go. My function is to let my fear go. My function is to let my fear go now. My function is to let my fear go now. My function is to let my fear go now. Fear go now. Fear go now. My only function is to let the fear go now. You gotta let the fear go now. You gotta let the fear go now. I have to let the fear go now. I have to let the fear go now. My only function is to let my fear go now. My only function is to let my fear go now. It sort of like reminds me on the Ten Commandments, where it says, let my people go. Let my fear go now. 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 It even sounds like another language. Let my fear go now. Let my fear go now. Let my fear go now. What is my spiritual name? Let my fear go now. Let my fear go now. So I'd like you to go within right now and just remind yourself that and I'd like for you to just take one thing that you're using to keep you from having peace right now. Just one thing, just one person, one situation that you know you've been worried about. The Creator has a master plan. Peace and happiness for every man. There's a working plan. Peace and happiness for everyone. So here's the hardest part of all, is to silently in the now heal yourself by saying to yourself, I bless myself now. 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 I bless you 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 now. I bless us 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 now. So, as you go out tonight and maybe you have a few spots of pain in your mind that might try to direct you to attack in the present for something that happened in the past, don't ensure yourself future pain. Please, please, as much as you can, don't ensure yourself future pain. And if you do, if you do, if you do, that's just your call for love. You're still innocent. You're still learning. I mean, the mere fact that you even wanted to even think about moving in this direction says you're fantastic anyway. It's an honor. It's a total honor to be in your presence. So I hope to see you 1 o'clock on Sunday.
Thank you.